Hi everyone, I am Kharijah Bakhori from School of Physics, University of Science, Malaysia. My presentation title is The Larvicidal Activity of Irradiated Zeolite Nanoparticles Against Aedes aegypti Larvae. The main objective is we want to study the effects of gamma radiation on zeolite towards larvae mortality, since larvae has developed resistance towards pesticides for. Now, in this project, we have a zeolite nanoparticles synthesized using zinc boiling furnace. One group will be exposed to gamma radiation, americium-241, and another group is unirradiated. Then we characterize them with PhysM, XRD, and photoluminescence spectroscopy. Subsequently, we test those zeolite on 4th insta Aedes aegypti larvae. This experiment complies the WHO standards. In this test, we add 20 to 80 mg per liter concentration of zeolite into different cup containing 20 larvae. The experiment was done in replicates, and after 24 hours, we check the number of died larvae and calculate the mortality percentage. The findings are as below. Remember, we have two zeolites, right? One gamma irradiated and another one is unirradiated. The gamma radiation was able to alter the properties of zeolite, as you can see in this table. After gamma, the average crystallite size becomes lower, the energy gap also becomes lower, and the lethal concentration at 50% was also lower compared to zeolite without gamma radiation. That means only small amount of irradiated zeolite is needed to kill half of the larvae population in that cup. The irradiated zeolite become more toxic as the oxygen to zinc ratio is higher. That means the oxygen facilitates the generation of ROS, reactive oxygen species, during the test, which we knew that ROS is toxic to larvae. When we took out the dead larvae, we wash it with series of alcohol, osmium tetraoxide and HMDS. We view under PhysM with EDX as well. We got as in these images. Here, larvae that have been treated with zeolite, we found the zinc on its body. But the control larvae, we did not find any zinc on it. That means the zeolite have been took up or consumed by larvae during the exposure, hence jeopardized the respiratory or digestive system within the larvae, leading to mortality. As in conclusion, gamma radiation modifies the zeolite surface and increases the generation of ROS that toxic to larvae and eventually increases the mortality percentage. That's all from me. Thank you and have a nice day.